diamonds on my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I need time, got a sign. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine.
Welcome to Forking John, episode 201, and today we are talking the Devonta Smith effect. I mean, this guy has the moves. He's got
to do it right out the shoe.
That's the IQ. We're talking about a guy who is he's a catalyst for change, man. When I look at the definition of pain reaction in the dictionary, it is a series of events so related to each other that each one initiates the next. A number of events triggered by the same initial event, a self-sustaining chemical or nuclear reaction yielding energy or products that cause further reaction of the same kind. And when you think about the catalyst, that is Devonta Smith. And I can't tell you how excited I am to have this guy in the nest. I'm talking about a guy who's a game changer. Mentally, IQ, football smarts, leadership. I feel like we got our guy. And not since 2012 have I been this like confident about a first round pick. Like, this guy makes sense. It's easy money. Easy money. And does that make you feel a certain way? I bet it does.
It really does, man. It really does. I'm sitting here in a spot where every single night I end up finding myself just watching, going down a YouTube rabbit hole of old Devonta Smith clips. The dude is so exciting to watch. Just what the explosiveness that he shows on the tape, on all of his film that he had in college, like comparing him to Eagles wide receivers that were currently on the roster prior to him. Dude, it looks like night and day. Like, I mean, I loved the Jalen Reagor pick last year. He ultimately didn't perform up to what I was expecting him to. A lot of people, looking at you, Prime, felt like we should have gotten Justin Jefferson. That's neither here nor there right now, because I really believe that we have a guy who could have the highest ceiling of wide receivers on our team now, and that's Devonta Smith. This dude is going to be a wide receiver one right out the chute, and he is going to be our most explosive weapon that we have, I believe, as soon as he takes the field. I'm really, really excited to see him.
Yeah, I'm just as excited, and then, again, going off of what you mentioned, I also, every day, I'm on YouTube just building up this hype. Haven't felt this way since DeSean Jackson. Real quick, not going to stay on the topic, but yes, that wasn't my pick up last year with Reagor. Jefferson was my guy, but it is what it is. We have to accept what we're at, where we are at right now. And I am thrilled that this guy got picked. I'm seeing some of the work that he's already putting in. And I mean, we're talking about 2-3 days away from being drafted, and he's already putting hard work in with his teammates, his future teammates, other players from the league. And just seeing that is just definitely building up my excitement. I'm ready. Like, man, I'm just ready to see this kid go to work and start catching these balls and doing some serious footwork on that field. So I'm excited.
And not that I'm trying to spin this any type of way, but do you believe that if Jalen Reagor produced more last year, that we would have been thinking about wide receiver as highly as we would have going into this draft? I'm not saying that it's good that Jalen Reagor underperformed and that's why we got Devonta. That's not what I'm saying. But do you think that that's what would have happened if Jalen Reagor performed much better last year? Do you think we would have got Devonta?
I think there still could have been a chance, but I also feel like no one performed well last year.
Exactly.
All the way around. So, like, exactly. At the end of the day, it starts with the interior lineman, you name it, the quarterback. I'm not going to mention his name because we're trying to move on. Prime's still going to buy the jersey. But I'm just saying that it's a part of, like, we're expecting a growth from this group in terms of, like, maturity. We're talking about mentality. And, today's show is really about how Devonta Smith actually affects this group. And, just talking about his mentality and his want to, and he's been doubted his whole career, mm-hmm. Coming out of high school, being like 130, 40 pounds. He was like 120 pounds as a freshman. He's just always been small, always done the work, always did damage, always been second guessed, but he never let that get in the way. Like, he, even the fact that Alabama is the only school he wanted to go to, like, he was like, it's the only school I want to go to. I want to be with the best. I want to play with the best. And it's, you know, does he have that chip on his shoulder? I think it's ingrained in him now. He keeps on being asked the same question about, do you feel like you play with a chip on your shoulder? Like, dude, it's ingrained in him. Like,
yeah,
he's been doubted his whole career. Even after doing what he did last year that no one's done in like 21 years or so.
Yeah.
Like, he's still being doubted. And Eagle fans are still doubting him on the radio. He's too small. He's too thin. It is what it is. Mentality aspect, he's a fighter.
Yeah, and one thing that I think is kind of being overlooked in the fact, like, everyone talks about the Heisman year. Obviously, the dude popped off, but, like, this dude has over 3,000 yards over the past two seasons. Like, that is completely unheard of. And talking about how he's overcome all these people saying how he's too small, it's something he's heard his entire career. But, like, at what point in his career has he not performed? Like, all these people that are doubters of him, like, at what point didn't he showed that he has this skill set, the size and everything that's needed in order to be an explosive elite type player. I mean, 1800 yards last year and what, 23 touchdowns. And then, going back to 2019, he had that game versus Southern Miss where he had 5 touchdowns, 274 yards. And that was while he was sharing the field with Jerry Jeudy, Ruggs, and Waddle. So it's like all these wide receivers going through my mind right now, but that just shows you, like, and in that game, he was very often being doubled. And so that just shows you the respect that they have for Devontae Smith. And it really makes me scratch my head about why he would even fall even to 10 in the draft. I think this dude was a steal at 10.
Yeah. He definitely was a steal at 10. And then, you know, me, keeping it 100, I was one of those doubters. I was one of those ones questioning his weight. But you know what? At the end of the day, who am I to tell that dude how he could go ahead and control his body? I mean, I've seen the biggest guy get put down by the smallest guy. So anything is possible. This guy's going to come in here. He's going to go ahead and, yeah, with that chip that we are engraving into him, he's going to go ahead and show that I'm nobody, you know, to be doubting, you know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and do my thing. And at the end of the day, we're definitely going to go ahead and, you know, appreciate the fact that he's coming in as an underdog and showing it all, you know what I mean? Showing his skills.
Looking at this comment here, look, I really am down on the Smith pick because you will have to scheme him open. However, I know he has the hands and the feet to be good. I'm just nervous the first time he gets hit by a safety. I don't know. He actually said the hardest he's been hit. We all know how long he's played in the SEC, right? Mm-hmm. The hardest he's ever been hit is his freshman year in high school. And after that, he learned how to not get hit. But he just said, I mean, there's a way when you're that frame, you know, like, he's the kind of guy who's going to find the small spots of the zone and mm-hmm. sneak right in. Like, it's he's so crafty like that. And again, like, go back and watch the tape, right? One of the most aggressive corners in the game that got drafted. To Carolina, we all loved him. Yeah. J.C. Horn couldn't get hands on him as much as we love his aggressive play, bro. Like, this, go back and watch. I just go back and watch all the tape, man.
And that's just the thing. You see that he learned throughout the years. As I'm reading the stats here, freshman year, 8 receptions. Sophomore year went up to 42 receptions. Junior year, 68 receptions, and then his senior year, he blew it up with 117 receptions. So those stats right there are showing me, dude, learn not to get hit, go run that route, and those balls are going to go ahead and get thrown to him. And that's what we need, man. That's what we need, that open guy. And that's going to be that guy that's going to go ahead and definitely draw all that attention and open up the field. And come on, man. Like, we were actually expecting that last year. We didn't get it. Yeah. We didn't get it at all. So, I mean, I'm not going to just put it on Rager because he underperformed. The whole squad, the whole wide receiver core underperformed. Yeah. So going back to the question that you started off with, Evan, yes, I honestly think that regardless, I see that we needed to go out there and get, you know, another wide receiver, another, you know, threat. And I'm glad we ended up with Devonta.
Now, Eric asks, are we going too far with our expectations? I don't think so. I mean, if you actually gone back and watched the film, you wouldn't feel this way.
Even really stated our expectations.
Yeah, exactly. We never really did. Right.
I'm talking from a mental IQ point as a wide receiver, him knowing pre-snap what to do, him, you know, when you talk about cross training wide receivers in Philadelphia, he's done that at Alabama. Mm-hmm. Like, he knows all the positions. He knows what to do. He knows, like, it's one thing to be a talented wide receiver, but it's also one thing to be a smart wide receiver. If you marry those two attributes, it's one goddamn beautiful and wide receiver. It's no joke. It's no a smart, athletic, talented. He's an overall, like, when he's overall, like, a perfect wide receiver. Like, he's not going to be the fastest. He's not going to be the most, like, the biggest or, you know, the shiftiest, but he's, like, best overall. Yeah. Like, I haven't seen this in an Eagle wide receiver in a long time.
He's very well-rounded, and I do, like, that's something that I've been saying for the past few days, is that I think that his slender size, his slim reaper physique that he has built to him is a kind of beneficiary to the way he's able to move. I understand that him being less in weight allows him, if he were to get hit, that's like a solid contact hit, that could go the wrong way. But the way that his body is built and how shifty he is and elusive, it allows him to avoid those big hits. But I will say, if I'm playing devil's advocate here, there's one thing that I noticed in a lot of Devontae Smith's tape is when guys do wrap their arms around him, since he is so light, there's a lot of people that are going for the Brian Dawkins body slam move. And when he gets to the league, there's going to be guys that have the strength to do so. So that is a concern.
But he's smart. He's a smart guy. You see him in space. He's like that. He's like, you know, those National Geographic shows. When you see him getting chased by like a lion. Or something. This is what you're going to get out of his game. And I mean, it's just, you know, he's just got a sixth sense of like what's about to happen. He's like, hey, 400 pound lineman coming
look
in.
At it. Look at it.
I'm getting out of here. Spidey sense is showing. That guy's really big. I am getting out of here.
Yeah. And the way he's able to just put his foot in the ground, change direction, speed back up. Yeah. Like, that's everything.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, like, going against, looking at Pete Nathan, his comment here. He went against PS2. I mean, obviously, PS2's agent right now is commenting. Shout out to Pete Nathan, big stan for Patrick Surtain. He told Patrick Surtain, he said, he's like, yo, you better be lining up on me when we get prepped for games. I don't want any of these other DBs on me. He said, it's me and you. Like, you're going to make me better. Like he knows no one else is going to make him better. That's the best corner. He's like, we're going to make each other better. Like, it's iron versus, you know, sharpens iron. Like, I guess that mentality and the confidence as we move forward in this conversation, it's really important to like look at our group and the younger wideouts that we have in this group and what they were dealing with mentally, like rookie growing pains. You can go with John Hightower, not consistent at the catch point. You can go Jalen Reagor, who dealt with injuries and inconsistent season. A guy who might have been pressing, Quez Watkins, a late bloomer. You talk about a guy who's coming in here and wants to be great, but he also wants to be great with his teammates. It's not. Yeah. He talked about being in a pandemic state last year. He said, "Why was Alabama so good last year?" He said, "We all bought in. We all bought in. We all got together with teammates." Because we didn't have anybody else to hang out with. Like, it was just us against the world. We all bought in together, and we came together and focused on a goal. So if he can bring that energy and to this group, you know, we could see some young dogs get busy.
And that's the part that I'm excited about as well, is that, you know, technically we don't have, like, that veteran wide receiver – part of this core anymore. Like Deshaun's gone.
Yeah.
Alshon's gone. You know what I mean? So it's like, I think these guys, you know, being young, they're going to have a good time. And I think they're going to bring the best out of each other. That's what I'm looking forward to. I mean, I'm not going to sleep on Fulgham. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I'm going to, you know, of course, give Hightower, because I was big on Hightower last year. Rager, you know, now with Smith. I mean, those four just themselves, I really feel like they're going to go ahead and bring, you know, the competition out of each other. And it's going to end up really, really paying off when these games start mattering.
Mm-hmm. Just look at what like an elite wide receiver does for a team that is adding other wide receivers in there. I'm thinking about a team like the Falcons, even when they had Julio, and like that was really Matty Ice's only option for a while. Now all of a sudden they're really starting to pile in the wide receivers, whether it's Calvin Ridley, Russell Gage was even popping off a few times last year. And I really think that just having an elite wide receiver on one side of the field opens up the other side of the field entirely. And to Pete Nathan's point, he said that he needs to say the same thing to Darius Slay that he said to Patrick Surtain about lining up across from him every day in practice. And I'm pretty sure that Darius Slay had already said that it's one-on-one with him all day, every day. So I'm really looking forward to those two both making each other better.
Absolutely.
People are spicy, boy. People are spicy. People are spicy. Now let's move forward to some of the other guys in the group. We obviously know that, Devontae Smith is going to be utilized and moved around the offense. You know, like some people, is he going to play X? Is he going to play Z? He's going to move around. I think that's how you utilize him. You know, Sirianni talks about the mismatches. I think he's the guy that, you know, he's a versatile piece, man. You can move him around. Obviously, you have Jalen Reagor you can move around. Mm-hmm. Overall, I mean, I feel like that's where we win, moving him around. But, like, if we're talking about – we'll move to Jalen Reagor here. Jalen Reagor, what does that mean for Jalen Reagor, right?
You know, he doesn't look happy to be here.
Hey, man.
Now you mention it.
That's that right. That look right there is I'm confident. I'm focused, man.
Somebody must have said something he didn't like.
Jalen Reagor, I think what we get out of him will be a complete curveball to the league, because I don't believe that they're expecting what they're going to see from him. Obviously, there's fans out here who will talk their ish about his game, talk their ish about his mentality and stuff that he's doing on social media. Obviously, it is what it is. That's the game these days. Social media, it is what it is. Not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's gonna rub off on him.
He's a guy that totally seems like he has a chip on his shoulder. He's had that chip on his shoulder ever since he came into the organization. The only thing is, I want that to translate into production. I understand the injuries last year and just the overall mess that was the offense last year. But it seemed like he kind of gotten his feels a little bit towards the end of the season. And that's, you know, he shut down his page and all that. So I don't know, man. I hope that Jalen Reagor is playing with this chip. And I'm hoping that like bringing Devontae in is going to like light a fire under his ass and want him to be able to be the legit wide receiver two that we need.
Well, see, that's the thing, too, though. I mean, you're part of an organization where the fan base don't take no shit. Mm-hmm. All right. You got to produce. That's the expectation when you come and you play for this organization. The other thing is, if you're going to go ahead and show your weakness on social media, God only knows how much weakness you're going to have on the field. Because, I mean, I know these defenders, they're going to be in your ear all damn game.
We saw that before with Nelson Aguilar, man. We saw Nelson Aguilar get in his own head before. And that's just when that type of thing happens, I feel like it's such a fine line between having a chip on your shoulder and being in your own head too much. You know, yeah. Sometimes you just need to cancel everything out and just focus on getting better.
I really do feel like mental health is important. And especially in this day and age, you have to check in. And you have to realize that, like, hey, man, I might be in my feels. I might be reading these comments. I might be taking this negativity into too strong, bro. Like he said, you should see the comments I get, the DMs. And I believe it.
I believe it as well.
I believe people, the fans who are adding players, bro, come on now.
Yeah, it's out of line, man. You can't be, if you want to say something, you don't need to at the player, man. I mean, they're already thinking about it. Trust me.
Yeah, seriously.
The pocket.
Whatever they messed up in the game, trust me, it's already in the back of their mind. You don't need to remind them.
But you know, the fans will put pressure on him to perform. But hey, man, when you have Devontae Smith taking some of the pressure off, I do feel like Jalen Reagor is going to flourish. Did anyone see him burn Patrick Peterson on the play? Mm-hmm. Wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Did if he got the ball on time, would he score a touchdown? Probably. Did anyone see the Green Bay game where he just took a punt return back to the house?
Yes, I did.
Made a big catch in that Green Bay game as well.
While we're on the topic of those returns, would you put Devontae back for returns or no? I think he's too valuable to have
I would.
Back there. Yeah,
I'd have Jalen back there.
Yeah, let's not touch on that one.
Yeah.
Pete Nathan says, that's all these young kids, man. They all seem to pee.
Pete, why you gotta say that, man?
Yeah. He doesn't open up.
I mean, you trying to pull the millennial card? Is that what he's trying to do?
Yeah.
Millennial shame, bro. Mark Burch's Rager Barms.
I know someone that's feeling a little bit of heat in this organization, though. That's my man Gums.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mary Poppins.
I mean, for a guy that was drafted in the second round, I feel like just a couple years ago, the clock is ticking, man. You better show some production because do you guys believe that he's on the bubble?
You didn't even actually say his name.
Like, yeah, I don't want to.
I don't want to say his name. I told you I wasn't going to say his name.
I bet right now, until he does anything, it's Jay Naw.
Yeah.
As a podcast, he's Jay Naw.
It's been Jay Naw. Yep.
Mary Poppins.
hey, but the weird thing about it is, like, you know, we talked about this pre-show, you know, our scouting department in front office is like, yeah, we don't want this.
Yeah, look up good. He doesn't even have an 8-pack, bro.
228. 1.6% body fat. Looks like a superhero. You don't want that?
Dude, he was a physical specimen. And that like, that's one of those things that is another Howie Roseman miss. But like that, you can't take that away from Devontae Smith. Okay. Just because we didn't get DK Metcalf doesn't mean that Devontae Smith can't be the next star of the league.
People are saying, well, if we didn't draft J-Jaw, we would have never had.
Oh man,
Devontae Smith.
I hope that Jay Naw isn't watching this because I'm not trying to
lay it on thick on Jay Jaw. I just wanted to really. I mean, come on. We're grown ups here. We're talking about how it changes the effect that Devontae Smith has on this group, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Just maybe if J-Jaw can't cut it, they actually try him out at tight end, man. Like I wouldn't be opposed to that. You look at who's on the tight end depth chart.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
You know, like, hey, why don't you cross train him?
And especially from the sense that, like, I think that J-Jaw, he's on the fence in as far as, like, I don't know if he'd make the 53-man roster, but it's one of those guys that, like, being a second-round pick with the potential that he has, if you drop him down to the practice squad, he's gone. So I love the idea of making him, like, the tight end three and having him on the roster that way.
Just cross-train him, man.
Yeah.
Cross-train him.
Yeah. I think it'd probably be a good thing for him. I mean, hey, why not? We've waited this long for nothing. So,
but we actually might have an offensive mind here that actually utilizes players to their strength. I mean, Sirianni, you talk about, I'm going to utilize you to your strength. I already know your weaknesses, but I'm not going to use you that way. So give the man some jump balls, man. Moving right along. Cause we could be here for days. John Hightower. A guy who's created separation with his route running, a guy who is he's got some quicks. You saw him against Darius Slay in camp. The guy has I think he has what it takes in terms of getting separation, consistency at the catch point, I can go back to what the was it the Steelers game where his hand check out his hand placement. Again, that was his not coming into the league, coming through the draft. So I feel like John Hightower, is he a bubble guy to you guys?
Nah,
if he doesn't get his act together.
John Hightower to me gets one more year. I want to see because he has shown the speed that he has.
A lot of dudes.
I know he has the ability to get deep, man. He has the ability to get deep. I want to hold out hope that he has developed his ability to catch because he's proven that he can beat the cornerback on a go route. So if you have the speed in order to be able to do that and the ball's hitting your hands, if he ends up with a bunch of drops this year, yeah, he's got to be gone. But I want to believe in myself that he has developed that skill.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you definitely got to go ahead and give him one more year. He's had plenty of time to offseason to work out, get some training in, learn how to catch the ball. We all know that his speed is ridiculous. He can get open. Just making that catch, you know, would be very useful and can make him the man. You know what I mean? So I mean,
that's one thing wide receiver got to do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But we have the Trayvon Grimes stands. They are like lining up.
Oh my god, I can't believe the Trayvon Grimes hive that has already formed, man.
Yeah. If there was like sneaker drops or
probably,
like,
it's probably a bunch of these Gator fans, you know?
Should we just get the jacket ready already? Like, damn.
I saw guys lined up outside of outside of Best Buy, and I said, like, "What are you waiting for? The PS5?" And they're like, "Nah, man, we're waiting for Trayvon Grimes." We're out here, man. Hive is run deep. I mean, they're all in the comments. Three shows in a row. Like, what happened? That did we Paul Turner stands like all of a sudden turn?
Well, they got to get a new person every year, man.
Every year it's got to be somebody new. You know what I mean? Absolutely.
And it's not like
Ward almost went back to back years. Almost.
Yeah.
Hey, so you said you brought up Ward. So why don't we bring up his face? You could say it to his face or you could speak behind his back.
You know, it's a real shame. And I'm going to do a little bit of talking behind his back because I don't want him to hear this. He's a guy that I say it like every show that he comes up. He was the most consistent wide receiver we had for multiple years. That doesn't mean, though, that is his ticket to the team this year. He's definitely a bubble guy to me because we are in a position where the slot receiver has been okay for a couple of years. Greg Ward has done an all right job. He's been very consistent with catching the ball, but he's not a very explosive player. When we bring in these young, new, explosive players that haven't seen the league yet, other defenses haven't schemed for, you got to see what they have in the tank. And if they can produce more than Greg Ward, then unfortunately his time might be limited.
I'm sensing a little basicness in your voice. You're saying he's basic without saying he's basic.
I'm just saying he's a Kmart slot receiver. It's all it is.
Are you talking about he's the Gap? He's the Old Navy of wide receivers right now?
He's the Old Navy of wideouts, man. Yeah. And don't get me wrong. I got Old Navy. It's just that sometimes you want to wear, I don't know, some Lucky.
Are you looking for some Gucci? Maybe some Gucci
in
the slot? Maybe move him over. But yeah, let's give him respect. He was one of the most consistent guys getting first downs.
All the respect.
He's one of the only wideouts who've been here since the Super Bowl year. Mm-hmm. One of the last. But I feel like, you know,
an example of a UDFA that has really performed.
Exactly. Somebody that shows that they never quit. You know what I mean? From practice squad to starter to getting put back down to coming right back up. Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, mad respect to Ward for doing what he did.
And he's another one of those guys that, like I said with Jaynall, that like if we were to drop him down to the practice squad, I think Greg Ward has a job next year, regardless whether it's with the Eagles or somewhere else.
I think he's Steady Eddie. I've called him Steady Eddie until further notice. He has a spot on this roster. If you're looking to upgrade, I understand. I totally understand. But some people like Old Navy. Okay. Moving on to Quez Watkins. I feel like Quez Watkins still has this opportunity to get reps, man. Like he's flashed the skill set. Speed is there. You like what he offers and brings to the table there. He's still raw. He's still, he's still a guy that can grow into a role. Hopefully he fits his sneakers. Just sent his customs off to him this week.
Cool. So once he gets the sneakers and he has them in his possession, are we still going to hear the same
thing?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do think like he flashed at the end of the season, and that's where you like to see as a rookie come on at the later end of the season and shine. Like he was waiting for an opportunity for so long, mm-hmm. finally got on the field and gave a little peace sign when he scored that touchdown. So I feel like he's still in the mix. You know, we could bring up a guy who also, I mean, we went 31 minutes and have forgotten to talk about Travis Forgotten. Travis Fulgham in the building.
He's used to it.
A guy from weeks, 4 through 8, monster.
Yeah. Week 4 through 8 MVP, I would say.
Led the NFL in weeks 4 through 8 yards. I think he's the guy who, you know, I think if he connects with his maturity as a vet, as a guy who's going to take over a role, we both know him and Rager put up tweets or IG posts saying that we don't need a first round receiver. We don't need we got it. Not mm-hmm. at all, these two. But overall, we got a first round dog in Devontae Smith. But I feel like Travis Fulgham is a guy who has this opportunity, right? Mm-hmm. Does he take advantage of it? Do the coaches actually buy in and Nick Sirianni use him to his potential? That's yet to be seen. So,
I mean, I was huge on Fulgham when he was, rocketing up the depth chart in the mid of last year. I was just as confused as the rest of the fan base when we started to go away from him. I really think that last year shouldn't be any sort of nail in the coffin for Travis Fulgham. He's still high on the depth chart for me. I still think he can perform well. I just think that he was misused by the former coaches that were here. And he got tied up in the whole Alshon Jeffrey coming back thing. It didn't make any sense whatsoever. So I think that once we have a sole focus and a game plan that actually makes sense, he's going to be worked into the game. He's going to have his opportunities to pop off. Whether he takes advantage of them, I think he will personally, but we'll ultimately see.
And that's just the thing I'm also looking forward to because of the fact that we got a brand new coaching staff coming in here and with their skill sets that they're going to put together to go ahead and get these wide receivers to perform. I think the chance for all of them, it's like a fresh start. You know, we saw that Doug Peterson and them, you know, definitely did not utilize these guys the right way. So, you know, here it is, you know, a brand new chance. Come in here, you know, do your thing. And I really think we're going to get, you know, a different outcome from at least two out of the three guys that we've been down here.
Mm-hmm. There's much love for this Travis. I mean, there's also Mr. Grimes in here. But I feel like, you know, the man of the hour. I mean, this guy, it's Trayvon, right?
Yeah.
For a second, I was just like, did I just forget man's name? But I've been forgetting a lot.
He's got the ice. How could you forget, bro? He's got the ice around his neck.
This is serious. But it's also another guy who has a relationship with our QB coach. That was his offensive coordinator. You know, a guy who knows his skill set. Everyone is falling in love, I guess. I don't get it.
I still would like to know, though. I want to know, like, what is the hype? Somebody out there has got something.
He, he's had some big plays in college, and he was kind of like, you know, pushed down by Kadarius Toney and Kyle Pitts. He kind of fell by the wayside. But he still had productive plays. He still, you know, was a good player for Florida. I just don't see, like, all of these people. I'm excited to have him, but he's an undrafted free agent. Like, why are people just thinking that this guy is going to be like the number two receiver on our depth chart?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
I don't see that. I think he's a guy that will fill in the same way that other undrafted free agents have.
Again, somebody out there has got something that we just don't know. You know, it is what it is.
I mean, again, look, he's got to showcase his skills on special teams. Another area that Devontae Smith said he always would push to get on special teams out of Alabama. And they were like, why? And he's like, because I want to light people up. He's like, I want to inflict pain on someone else. Like, he's so unassuming, but I'm telling you, he's borderline serial. And I like that, man. I like it too.
I don't like him on special teams, though. I'll tell you that.
I might just be that fan to run on the field and stop that from happening.
Yeah. I don't need you getting injured going after some tackle on the kickoff.
Yeah, yeah.
We have Jaleel Tate in the building. He looks about 46. will he give some looks, some run? Hey man, I really just think again we're gonna talk about a guy that's gonna be on the practice squad if he's lucky. Mm-hmm. What's his name here? Jamon Osmond. I mean, he's a guy that also can play in the slot as well. I think at this moment, I mean these guys are like we just went through all these guys. They'll be lucky if they carry six.
Well, where's the Osmond Hive? That's what I need to know.
I mean, where's the Osmond Hive? where is the Osmond Hive here? Shout out to Marcus Walker. Marcus knows his talk over here. He was a beast at QV. Mm-hmm. But is he a beast as a wide receiver? And they also, Tate was number six. So we have just stolen your jersey number and given it to someone else. His name is Devontae.
Looks better on him anyway.
Questions asked.
And we will be giving away a Devontae Smith jersey at some point. Please check in to our socials. It'll be going out pretty soon. Darius Slay, Devontae Smith giveaway. Which one would be better first? Devontae?
I think Devontae, just because it's fresher.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then what? Slay's now number two. So, mm-hmm. I think that would be a pretty cool jersey.
I mean, overall,
this year,
real cool. Yeah, yeah. I mean, overall, we just went through our wide receiver groups. Our leading wide receivers in 2019 and 2020. Drum roll, please. Look at that, Alshon Jeffrey, the 43 receptions for 490 yards. Travis Fulgham. AKA Travis Forgotten, 38 receptions for 539 yards.
That's really, really ass. Those are the leading wide oots.
Especially when you have Alshon, who the Jeffries, as your leading wide receiver.
Hey, man, that's a two pack ass. I'm just saying, though, like, we got to expect better here. I'm not even taking the offense was garbage, right? Like, yeah. Overall. But we as a group, as a city, as a fan base, have to get used to, like, 1,000 yards. Can we get a 1,000-yard wide receiver? Is that too much? Is that too much to ask?
We were playing too much backyard football, man. I think these guys had the plays written on their hands.
Well, I think that a lot of why we didn't have a 1,000-yard wide receiver is because we didn't have a clear number one for a while. And between all of the injuries that happened, between us not having that wide receiver that is head and shoulders above everybody else on the roster, now we have that. Could Devontae Smith be our first 1,000-yard wide receiver in years? I'm certainly thinking so.
I think it's something we can pray for. I know Evan is a just like Devontae Smith, he's a game changer, and Evan is a game changer here. He's doing podcasts and he has to go to work in like 10 minutes. So my man, multitasking. But any last words before we get out of here, Evan?
No, man. I can't express enough how excited I am for Devontae Smith. Everybody, I know that you guys too are checking out all of his highlights. Dude, he's going to be the real deal. I am so excited to have him on the team. I'm excited to see what him and Jalen Hurts can do together. And also, I want to just mention that too. Jalen Hurts looking nice, bro. He's been hitting the weight room. Boy's looking thick with three C's. So, wow. He's looking good. New quarterback energy, new wide receiver energy. Let's rock and roll, man.
Prime. Yeah, I'm with it, man. The chemistry that I'm looking forward to seeing Smith and Rager have. I mean, I'm not going to take nothing away from Rager. Hey, look, come in here. You got somebody else on the other side of the ball that could go ahead and draw some attention. Let's get it, man. I hope both of them are hungry. So, I mean, just the fact that we have two options of wide receivers that can actually break 1,000 yards this year, that's pretty cool. We haven't had that in a while. Besides that, everybody stay safe. And make sure you guys tune in tomorrow, Rolling with Prime, episode 2. All right?
We haven't.
I got special guest, Miss Breezy Stiletto Podcast.
Very nice. Right. Very nice. Sports so Stilettos. Sure, love it.
Make sure you guys tune in for that. All right.
All right. I'm gonna leave out. I just saw one negative comment about Devontae. I'm gonna leave it there, Kevin.
Oh man.
I'm just gonna leave it with the positivity, man. Like, again, you know how long I've been covering the Eagles, right? So I haven't seen this kind of juice in a long time. I haven't seen this kind of route running in a long time. I haven't seen this kind of silent killer, man. This dude is legit, man. Like, if this guy was just calling, he's calling a bust already. Like, I don't get it.
Kevin K, huh?
It's got to be tongue in cheek, man. He's got to be talking.
Watch the tapes. But for me and the guys, we will see you guys in the next one. And I'm going to leave you with some positivity. Read the tweets. Check the film. Devontae Smith. We're out of here.